All right, Mark, the next big event for Enfield, Connecticut.
Yes.
Is going to be the East of the River Comic Book Collectible Show.
Yes.
October 27th.
Halloween edition.
Halloween. It's the Sunday before Halloween, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to have over 50 tables of golden, silver, bronze, modern age comics, sports, non-sport cards, action figures, collectible toys, diecast, paper and pulp collectibles, comic and card supplies, VHS and DVDs, and more.
Yes, and
it costs 99 cents to get in.
BK Toys will be in attendance.
BK Toys will be there, baby.
Yes, as long as Free Lunch Studios and all your favorites. East River Comics and Collectibles Show at the American Legion on Route 5. Show goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Ah, see, 10 a.m. if you're a regular, but if you pay the extra money for an early bird, you get in at 9 a.m.
It doesn't say anything about that. I think you just made that
no,
up.
No, it's a secret thing. Only listeners of our podcast get to use it. Just say Mark and Brian sent you, and you get to get a VIP early bird special.
Oh, boy. We're in trouble. Sorry, Scott. All right, we'll be back.
Now that I'm all cocoed up, I'm going to do Almost Famous. Sing along if you know the words, because I don't. Looking for your perfume. Don't you know it's worth it? Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I'll be alright.
Welcome to Geekonomics special opening from days past in my
days
parents' backyard.
Past.
Live from my parents' backyard, GB&E, at Brian's college graduation party.
Yep.
Ugh, that was a good time. I was just thinking about that the other day, actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, just randomly was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, man, I remember I had a band's playing in my parents' backyard for some reason. It's the weirdest concept
yeah,
I thought
they,
of.
They just showed up. It was weird.
No, I had invited them.
Oh, you did?
I'd okay. planned it all out, but it was all just right. kind of weird that like we had bands play in my parents' backyard.
I know.
Under their gazebo.
So this past summer, we've had two weekends in early June, one in May and one in June, where bands were playing in someone's backyard.
Oh, yeah?
And it was really entertaining.
In your neighborhood?
Yeah, my neighborhood. Oh. My backyard, adjacent to another backyard, that backyard had a live band playing one night, a Saturday. Yeah. And they did, like, all the hits,
yeah.
you know. And then they broke out the karaoke.
Oh, boy.
Until 11 o'clock at night.
Wow. No one called the cops or anything?
No. And then at 11 o'clock, they brought the karaoke down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was listening to little kids sing.
Baby Shark?
Yes.
Yes.
Baby Shark.
Frozen? Let It Go?
Alien Ant Farm, Real Big Fish.
Wow.
I heard Goldfinger. I heard,
wow.
like, it was crazy. It was crazy. And then this other night, it was someone's graduation, and they had, like, a folk band there.
With, wow.
It was a woman and a guy with acoustic guitar, and that was, yeah. like, another neighbor adjacent to
wow.
our little neighborhood.
Quite the happening neighborhood you got there.
Yeah, that was the beginning of summertime. I actually liked it.
Yeah.
Like, it was free entertainment for me.
Yeah.
I could sit in my backyard, have a beer, listen
yeah.
to some music.
Some random music.
Yeah, I loved it. I really, yeah. to me, I that was very entertaining.
You're gonna be one of those guys that goes to all those, like, music on the green stuff and all that.
In my own backyard, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you travel. I could see you taking your little folding chair out.
No.
But
it's more comfortable to be in your own backyard.
With a Dunkin' and sit there and listen to the tunes. A little NRBQ
yeah.
action.
Speaking of which, this
yes.
past, yesterday,
it was yes.
my second vending.
Your second vending experience?
Oh, it was experience. It was good. It was interesting.
Were you in a parking lot or were you actually on grass?
So I did this event in Manchester hosted by a friend of ours, T.C. Ford.
Uh-huh.
It was his first time doing an event.
Yes.
If he does it again, at least he has some experience to make it better. I will say that for me, because me, I had no competition. I had no competition other than another guy selling comic books at the other end.
Yeah.
I did well.
That's good.
I did better than I did at East of the River.
Yeah. Well, there you're just a small fish in the big pond.
Right. Here, I was...
You were the only fish in the pond.
Uh-huh. And the majority of the vendors were crafts.
Yeah.
One was a massage... massages. Which, I was
masseuse?
Like... It was hotter than hell.
A masseuse. Not a massagist. Just so you know.
Whatever.
Future reference.
You say potato, I say potato.
No, I say it the right way. You say it the wrong way.
It was hot and humid. And yes. What is the last thing you want to do?
Just have people putting their hands all over you?
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, or putting your hands on other people that you
There
don't
was
know.
A palm reader. A palm reader. I don't know how many palms he read. From the look of it, I wouldn't want him to read my palm.
Yeah.
There was a magician.
A musician?
Not a musician. A magician. A magician. There you I don't go. Know what he did.
I'm assuming magic.
Maybe. I don't know.
As a magician, that's kind of the shtick you're there for.
You know, he did do one thing.
Made his tent disappear?
He did. He made his tent disappear, and he made people not show up.
Yeah.
He made people disappear.
There you go.
It was
an
good.
Eclectic group of people.
It was eclectic. Luckily, it was in a... This is very weird. It's like... It was in a residential area, and it was this alleyway.
This is already sounding great. In an alleyway.
Yeah.
I just randomly set up a show in an alleyway.
It's an alleyway.
And he sold booths to this? Did he have permission to sell these booths?
Yeah. There's this alleyway that has a gym. It's an industrial kind of park area. Uh-huh. There's businesses there.
Yeah.
And there's a local gym
uh-huh.
and other places.
Yeah.
The gym was open so people can use the bathroom.
That's and good.
And they were selling water. So cool. That was good. And yeah, it happened. It was good for me. Probably not so good for the crafters because people were thinking comics and stuff. I brought as much as I could thinking I'm just going to paint and spray here with this one.
Go for
and.
It.
And it worked. I mean, it worked to my benefit. Pins, number one seller for me. I brought 50 t-shirts.
Yeah.
Sold about six, seven, but still, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was selling them $6 a pop, 2 for $10.
There you go.
This guy, so there was no food.
Yeah.
Someone was selling brownies and stuff, but that's not food for
me. Yeah.
I need substance.
Yeah, like a hot dog or a burger.
Some guy was delivering a pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, did he order pizza for everybody?
No, just for himself.
No, one of the vendors ordered food.
Yeah.
But the pizza guy, as he's backing his car, because you can't drive through, you normally could drive your car through this
park. It's a little driveway, basically.
Well, it's a drive-through. But because all the vendors, he had to back up, and he looks, and he sees my shirts, and he goes, he gets out of the car, he's like, don't tell my boss, and he starts shopping at my booth. I'm the first booth.
Yeah.
And he ended up buying a bunch of stuff for me.
There you go.
It was great. So I made
out.
Told
him you got a free pizza out of the deal. He could have sweated a pizza for it.
I know. He already delivered the food.
Well, I know, but he could have got a different pizza. He could have went back, got another one.
It was fine. I brought water and snacks. I had a feeling. Yeah. I want to come prepared. I can't prepare.
Well, I did warn you. That it was going to be an interesting situation.
Yeah, but there's nothing. I don't want to talk about that on the air.
No. I'm just saying. I didn't think it was going to be like a very. The way it sounded, I don't know if it was going to be very organized.
Listen, this is what I will say.
I'm glad you did good.
He did the best he could.
Yes.
I did good.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
Yeah.
I paid for the table.
Yeah.
And I made more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, first time shows are always weird. That's what I meant. It's like first time shows, it's always a weird conundrum of what it's actually going to be like
right.
and how it's going to work.
I didn't
like
know.
Like even Scott's first show at the American Legion, it's like you didn't really know what you're getting into.
Right.
Because it's never happened there before. So you don't really know what the setup's going to be or anything.
I don't know. It was interesting because I didn't know everybody did not know what to expect.
No.
We thinking it's going to be in a field or a parking lot.
Yeah.
It's in this alleyway, which was weird. Tight fit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it could have been better promoted. I asked everybody who came to my booth. The number one thing they said was, I had no idea this was happening. And yeah. I live right here.
Yeah.
People who lived in the neighborhood had no effing clue.
Yeah.
That's not good. And then I would ask.
The signs or something.
They all said, I just saw it on Facebook this morning or yesterday. Mm. And I posted the shit out of it on Facebook. Yeah. I went on the Manchester, Connecticut page, posted it there.
That's probably where they saw it.
Yeah. Promotion could have been better.
Yeah, well, you know.
Telling the neighborhood you're going to be there would have been nice.
Things you learn.
Yeah. People walking their dogs came in going, what's going on? So, overall, it was good for me. I feel bad for the crafters because I don't think they did that well. Mm. But it happened. It happened. But I'm really excited for the American Legion one. I'm gonna do Star Wars, but I'm also gonna do a lot of McFarlane toys stuff.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's around Halloween. Yeah. I'm gonna have a lot of Spawn stuff. I think that stuff's gonna sell well. Mm. I did sell those NASCAR Batman cars.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all three of them.
Nice.
For $35.
There you go.
I was asking $40. I did $35.
Hey, there you go.
I did. And get this, my vintage Joker and vintage Batman I had, mm-hmm. the Joker I sold for about $40, and Batman was $5. I literally made $45 10 minutes before we officially opened.
Wow.
Some guy walked in, he bought both for me and a comic, and I put it aside for him. And then he went to the other end, bought a bunch of comics, and then he left. And he lived across the street. He just walked home. So I did pretty well, and I sold some big ticket items that I was trying to get rid of. So,
nice.
But I'm excited for Scott's show because I have a plan for that corner.
Yeah,
we're gonna avoid the bathroom door.
There you go.
I'm bringing an extra table.
Nice.
I'm gonna corner it off. I might bring my shirts again. Shirts seem to be pretty do very well. And I have plenty.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I won't have a bathroom door. That was my biggest problem was like people had to use a bathroom and people would be discouraged to look because
they're waiting in line for the bathroom.
Or they'd open the door and they'd get in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I got that figured out for the next show in October.
Yeah. Nice.
And it sounds like, you know, November, hopefully I'll be doing the
The show at the Eastfield Mall.
Yeah, I still have to get information from him.
Yeah.
And pay for that table.
Said probably after Labor Day, he's going to start reaching out to everybody about that, getting it all figured out.
Yeah.
He's got a big thing coming up.
And then I was invited to one in, was it Naugatuck? Did I say that right?
Naugatuck Community College?
Naugatuck. Not the community college, it's the Park and Rec.
Oh.
There's one literally the day after the one. Eastfield Mall is on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's on the Sunday.
It's on a Sunday. The guy was there. Yesterday, and he says they have the places packed, and he's just like, oh, I'd love to have you, man. He's like, tables are about 45, but he's like, you'll make your money. He's like, he says it's packed every time.
I think that's the show that was at the Naugatuck Community College, and now it's over there now.
It's at Park and Rec, it says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm, dude, do I want to do two events back to back? I could.
You could.
I just leave everything in the car.
Skip December.
Huh?
Then you don't have to worry about December because you have your two shows.
I wasn't going to do anything in December.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's your December spot.
I was going to take a break until February to the next American Legion show and just not do anything in December and January.
Yeah.
But two back-to-back? I could do it.
Mm.
I could.
It's becoming a thing.
It's fun. I really enjoyed it. I met a lot of interesting people.
Yeah.
I did like that. I promoted the hell out of Scott's show.
There you go.
I told everybody about it.
Yeah.
And,
why not?
I wish I had printed the flyers for that earlier. That's something I got to think about for next time.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good for me.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the people. I mean, the poor woman next to me, she was doing crafts and, you know, people weren't.
Didn't know what it was. Didn't know what was there.
Well, when you say comics and crafts, people are thinking comics first.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
Whatever.
That happened. So I I did see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
You did? Holy, I still haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting.
Holy mackerel.
I want to. I saw it final time.
So good. So good. I love it. Fantastic movie. It was so refreshing to see a movie about something that's not superhero related. Mm. Not knocking that, but it's just nice.
Yeah.
A film.
Yeah.
A real film with real actors and characters and not CG and and a very interesting plot and interesting characters. And the soundtrack was freaking phenomenal. And the 2 hours and 45 minutes flew by. And currently, me and Allison are in we just watched episode 6 of The Boys.
Oh.
Show is awesome.
I told you.
And
it grows on you.
The show was just awesome.
Yeah, I know.
But it didn't grow on me.
I know. It's just the what actor, people say, Brian. It's a saying. Just
the actors are really good. Yes. Like
Urban is awesome as Billy Butcher.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's so great because it's not your typical... You got to watch the first season of an origin story, and then you get to the meat. It's like, this is a world where corporate has superheroes, and they're corporatized, and they're sold.
Incorporated, yes.
Yeah, they're incorporated. They're sold, and...
They're leased out.
They're leased out. They're the MCU. They're the DC of the world.
Yes.
They make money, and there's, of course, because they're human... There's corruption.
Yes.
And there's going to, because people are people. You're going to do things corrupt when it comes to money.
That first scene, and like, I think it's the first episode with the girlfriend. It's just like the way to start the whole season off is just crazy.
But the girlfriend? Oh, I know. I don't want to ruin it.
I don't ruin it. So I didn't say anything.
That's what got me.
That's like, what is going on now?
So I watched the first episode by myself. I was so tired. I fell asleep in the middle. And not because of the show, because of me. I was fucking exhausted. So I told Allison, I'm like, hey, let's just watch this show. If you don't like the first episode, you don't have to watch it with me.
Mm.
But just watch the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we watched the first 3 episodes in one night.
Yeah.
Then we watched 2 episodes the following night.
Yeah.
And because I was busy this weekend, we watched one last night.
Yeah.
You're
almost done.
We have 2 episodes left. Yeah. But... Once I finish, we'll definitely have to talk more about it.
Yes.
But it is a phenomenal show. And so the writer, he's the same guy who created Preacher.
Yes.
Seth
Rogen produced.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has, he has written for Marvel and DC. And
yes.
He has his own, he's created The Boys and The Preacher. But everything he's created is anti-heroes because he always felt... The comic book market was saturated with superheroes.
Yes.
He wasn't a fan of that. He wanted to make people more real.
Yeah.
Like, they would be corrupt. They would have, you know.
Yes.
And I guess he did a run of The Punisher. Like, he likes The Punisher because he's an anti-hero. And he did one from what I was reading about. Like, it was like a Punisher, Spider-Man, Wolverine kind of storyline. But he made Wolverine and Spider-Man like knuckleheads, you know, like idiots.
Yeah.
And how Punisher was just like the one that's like he had the smarts, and those two were just that. But that's his take on it because he likes to just make it a little bit different. But my God, The Boys are so good.
It is.
And it's just like you could see the. It's like the whole corporation about making the movies are making money. That's it reminds you of the MCU.
Yeah.
Then you have this stuff that reminds me of Justice League.
Yeah.
So to me, it speaks to all of it, you know? But my God, it's so good. I can't wait to finish
it. And the lead kid is, I think...
It's Dennis Quaid's son.
Dennis Quaid's son, yeah.
Yeah. Allison's like, I knew his smile.
Yeah.
She looked it up and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Now I can't unsee it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Dennis Quaid's son. It is also weird that we've gotten to a point in our life where actors we grew up watching... We're now seeing their children have the roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
When Uma Thurman's daughter...
Is in movies.
Is in Stranger Things.
Yes.
And
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, isn't she?
She's briefly.
Yeah.
So is Kevin Smith's daughter.
Yes.
Didn't even know it.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they go to the compound, Charles Manson's compound, with all the females. Yeah. There's so many.
Yeah.
Dakota Fanning is in there. Yeah. She actually has lines. But Kevin Smith's daughter's in there somewhere. I didn't see her. Uma Thurman's daughter, Ethan Hawke's daughter there, she has a, she's in there briefly. She has a couple lines, but like I looked at IMDb, I'm like, holy shit, holy shit. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't, you know, it's so well, that scene was so good. But yeah, after I finish, we'll have to do a spoiler-free or spoiler talk.
We'll do a spoiler talk because by that point you'll want to talk about all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it just gets crazier.
I know. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, though. But I guess it is, it's kind of
this. It's been out for like a month now. So it's like at this point, if you haven't seen it, you're not going to.
So probably our next podcast,
it's your fault for not watching it.
We can go into it.
Yeah. Speaking of Kevin Smith, at PowerCon, I think it was a couple weeks ago.
PowerCon.
He announced that, and Netflix made an official press release about it, that he is going to bring, as an executive producer, he's bringing back Masters of the Universe.
I heard.
Revelation. A new animated series that's specifically focused on following up a number of original He-Man and Masters of the Universe series unresolved story arcs.
Unresolved story arcs? I didn't know there was unresolved story arcs.
I didn't know there was either. So there you go. Netflix described it as a limited series and anime series, unlike the She-Ra one they do now, which is more of like the old Filmation type.
Oh, yeah.
It'll feature character designs from Powerhouse Animation. It's unclear if Netflix is merely trying to go in the weeb audience, or if Revelation will actually have some degree of anime influence, which would be interesting for a franchise that's a Western as Masters of the Universe.
That's true.
Writers in Revelation include Eric Carrasco, Tim Sheridan, Dia Mishra, and frequent Smith collaborator Mark Bernardin.
Yeah, he does Babylon.
Yes.
Not Babylon. He does Fat Man and Batman.
Smith explained the series will pick up immediately after the events of the original Masters of the Universe, suggesting that Revelation might not exactly be the most accessible jumping on point for folks not familiar with the He-Man lore. But by that same token, the way Netflix and Smith are describing Revelation, it sounds as if it's going to be exactly the kind of show that hardcore fans of the original series have been waiting for. And they do have a logo, which looks pretty epic, with the Castle Grayskull and the lightning coming through to the sword.
Ah, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, man. I'm ecstatic. I'm into that. I loved He-Man. That was one of my favorites.
He-Man was awesome.
Is there a cartoon from back in the day that you wish they would either bring back or restart?
I don't know.
No. That you were hugely a fan of? That you didn't think got a fair shake when it first came out?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I loved all that stuff as a kid. As an adult, I don't watch a lot of cartoons.
When you were younger, though, I'm saying. But like, if a comic, like a cartoon that you were into when you were younger.
Yeah.
That you wish was still, like, that if it came back now, you'd be like, oh, man, I gotta watch that. Like, Transformers would be the big one. Like, everyone our age.
But I wouldn't watch it.
If Transformers was, like, going on now.
I don't
think
I have any. I mean, I liked them then, and I don't really
the one I wish
have
they
moved
would,
on.
Like, or one that you'd want to see live-actioned. Because Masters of the Universe had been rumored to be redone.
Well, there was a live-action
movie. Live but like a newer version. But they're planning on doing that.
I probably wouldn't see it. I don't know. I mean, I don't
for
know.
For me, Mask.
We talked about Mask a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's a good cartoon. But
I'd
remember?
Be up for a live-action version of that.
Meh. I don't know. It doesn't really... I don't know. It doesn't... I mean, for you, I'm happy. For me... No, I nothing.
No, none of those old cartoons.
No, because you know what they're going to be like. Transformers and G.I. Joe, two franchises I could care less about, like on the big screen.
Yeah,
and they're just going to be
if they
like
were done
that.
Correctly. It'd be different, I think.
But who would do it, and who would do it correctly? Because these IPs are worth money. You have to make it accessible to everybody.
Yeah,
it's not going to be an indie darling. It's
no,
going to be like
I know,
just
but I'm saying,
blow
just,
them up.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson's gonna be in it. Dwayne the Rock Johnson. John Cena.
Dwayne Johnson.
Tom, you know, every action star.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any, like, I mean, I have, like, I'm like, oh, I remember those are, I have nostalgia, nice nostalgia feelings towards those cartoons. But as an adult, if they were gonna be like, hey, we are re-releasing X cartoon that you loved as a kid, I look at it as like, oh, great. a younger generation can get into that.
Yeah.
It's not for the 40-year-old me. I probably will never watch it, but I'll be happy that maybe another generation can get into it.
Yeah.
So,
like Star Wars Resistance, I haven't been able to get into. I'm not a fan of the art style.
Yeah.
Anime-ish art style.
Yeah.
But Rebels I was into.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I watched that. That was good.
Yeah.
And Clone Wars when that came out.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I try to. I can't get into cartoons. I just like watching real good live action TV stuff.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, but I'll watch Bob's Burgers. Yeah. I'll watch Archer.
Yeah.
And I'll watch adults. I watch Family Guy. So I'm not against cartoons.
Have you seen like the DC movies, cartoon movies or animation movies?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. I like those.
Those are good.
I mean, that I could get into, maybe. I mean, the Batman, I watched the
We saw Killing Joke in the theater, so.
Yeah, Killing Joke was good. And then I watched, I picked up the when they did the anime version of Batman.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Yeah. I loved it a lot. It was like fucking anime with Batman and his gigantic robotic Joker. It was nuts, and I loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, just not my thing, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I don't have anything as a kid I'd want them to bring back.
Yeah.
I mean, Mask would be cool if they brought it back for a younger generation to get into.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But do you remember, we talked about Mask extensively, and our friend Jason Graves brought us Mask, and we watched it, and it wasn't good.
Well, it was kind of...
Can't be. It didn't hold up.
A little racist. But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Well, it was the 80s.
Yeah. So sometimes it's best just to remember it was good. And then when you watch it, you're like, oh, fuck, this is not good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jason Graves.
Yes.
I don't know if he listens to the podcast still. He might. So hi, Jason. I visited him yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
He really wants to go to the October show. He lives in Enfield, but he had a lot of health problems.
Yeah.
And it's hard for him to get out of the house.
Oh.
So I actually brought, on my way home, stopped by his place.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. He was asking you to do that.
He bought some comics off of me and stuff. And we were bullshitting and catching up.
Yeah.
I think we talked for a good 20 minutes outside his house.
Nice.
But yeah, he's gone through a lot. He's doing better. That's he's lucky to be alive from what the shit he went through.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just catching up. It was great to see him. Yeah. And I think the last time we might have seen him is when he dropped off the mask for us. And I mean, granted, we all hang out when we go to GB&E shows. We'd see him in Highway Moped.
Highway Moped back in the day.
He was talking about how someone was visiting him. Oh, God, I can't remember her name. The cheerleader, what's her name? She put the pom-pom at CBGB's. Colleen. Maybe.
Sure. The sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was visiting him.
Yes.
And had the GB&E movie DVD in her purse.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And they watched it. And he goes, I don't have it. She wouldn't give it to me. I go, I have some copies. I'll give you a copy.
Yeah, we got some lying around.
So I'll give Jason. If you're listening, he's going to get a copy from me. But hopefully he'll make it to the October show.
Yeah.
He's going to do his best.
I think I still have his mask, the ones he let us borrow. I think they're at my parents' house somewhere.
I thought we'd give it back to him.
I thought I was going to give it back to him, but then his medical issues happened, and I didn't get a chance to give it to him before that.
I don't remember.
So I think I still have him somewhere. I'll have to look and see.
Yeah. But it was great to see him.
Yeah.
And BK Toys delivers.
Nice.
I deliver to people.
It goes right to your house.
Right to your house.
Bring the Comic-Con to your house.
Yeah.
BK Toys.
BK Toys. So it's pretty cool.
Private message Brian Kozaska on Facebook, and he'll bring his stuff right to your house.
After a show.
After a show.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to put all that shit in your car.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I gotta.
That's why guys have they rent the U-Hauls and things to do that.
I gotta invest in getting like a Jeep or something like you have, you know? I gotta get something like that.
Or
like
just
a minivan.
Don't get a minivan.
Why?
Because it's not that good.
Well, I got to get something eventually.
You can always just rent a U-Haul for the day. It's like $20.
I don't have that much stuff, but I have enough.
But you can get like a small U-Haul. You can get
I don't want to rent a Then like I'm spending money. I don't want to spend money on a U-Haul.
That's why you sell the stuff and you pay it back.
No, you don't.
You write it off as a business expense.
I've never seen anybody with a U-Haul.
Every Plainville show, there's like four of them parked in the parking lot.
Well, that's them, not me.
And every Scott show, there's at least two of them parked in the parking lot.
I just see minivans or Jeeps or SUVs.
Yeah.
You just pack your van up.
You can.
That's what most people do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So, Mark.
Yes, Brian.
Disney Plus is hitting the airwaves.
It is. And this weekend is D23 Expo.
Is it this weekend?
It's this
weekend. So, we'll have plenty to talk about next week.
We'll have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. There's rumors to be the Rise of Skywalker teaser, because the trailer's probably not going to come out until October or September-ish.
Yeah, because when's Triple Force Friday's October?
Yeah, I think it's going to come out right around then.
Right.
I also think it's going to happen like a Monday night, like during Monday night football, like they usually does.
They're going to do it during football game. Yeah. That's what they did last year.
Yeah, so.
Or last time, I should say. Last time.
So, yeah, I'm assuming that's going to happen. But we'll at least get a teaser or a more in-depth teaser.
So hopefully. Disney Plus comes out November 12th.
Yes.
For $7 per month. Yes. $6.99.
Unless you want to spend the $12.99 for the bundle.
I looked into that. Not a good deal for me. I pay $12 for Hulu, no ads.
Yeah.
The $12.99 per month bundle with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. First of all, I give two shits about ESPN. And
well, for folk like myself.
You. And it is the ad version of Hulu. Fuck that. I hate where Hulu would put ads. So I pay not to watch fucking ads. And I don't want to pay... add Hulu, no thank you.
Even if it was like
ESPN,
15,
no thank you.
Even if it was $15.99 a month, I think it's a decent deal.
If
$14.99 a month for an extra $3.
For you who watches sports, yes.
Yeah. It doesn't have Hulu.
So there you go.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
But for me,
yeah,
I know.
Because I don't like commercials either.
Yeah. So. And then, so get this.
Yes.
It launches November 12th, and on day one, it will be on Apple TV, Android mobile devices, Android TV, Chromecast, desktop web browsers, we all knew that, iPad, iPhone, PS4, Roku streaming players, Roku TV, and Xbox One.
Yes.
It is not going to be on some of those platforms I didn't mention are missing. Amazon, Amazon Fire TV is not, it's not on there. It could be still added, but those are all day one, so that's good.
Yes.
So if you have one of those devices,
comes to all your compute, all your cable boxes, like everything else is now. So
what do you mean cable boxes?
On your cable boxes, I can get into Netflix. You can get into Amazon Prime, video and stuff like that. So
yeah, you still don't need cable.
Well, I know, but I'm saying if you do have cable.
And speaking of one of the shows.
Yes.
The Loki series.
Yes.
So I guess
Tom Hiddleston?
Tom Hiddleston.
His name you never can say correctly.
When he shot Infinity War, they knew Loki would be back in Endgame.
Yes.
Hiddleston said, for sure, I knew about the Endgame piece, but I knew that in terms of Loki's journey, the arc was complete at the beginning of Infinity War, and it was very emotional.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin was very sweet. He was like, I'm sorry, man. But also, like, bless him. Joey and Anthony Russo were like, this is momentous. This is how we're ending the film, and this is the end of Loki, and that's it. And then we shot it. I thought it was absolutely the last time I would be playing the character.
Mm.
It wasn't until 6 weeks before the release of Infinity War that Hiddleston got word of the Loki series, which is scheduled for the spring of 2021.
Mm.
That meant the actor had to go all on the talk show circuits.
Yes.
And basically said, yes, he was 100% dead.
Yes.
It meant I had to go and do a press for Avengers Infinity War going, yep, that's it, guys.
Yep.
So I did know about it then, but I didn't know that the story was. Working with them on what was going to be, what the context going to be, what the meat and potatoes of the story is going to be, the tone, the context, the different challenges is very exciting.
Yeah.
So he had to go on tour and basically, like, for a press release, be like,
well, like, I read a thing over the weekend, Yvette Nicole Brown from Community and other such shows.
Yeah, she had no idea what she
filming. She filmed her scene in the elevator with Tony Stark and Captain America.
Yeah.
Was told by the Russos it was meant for Infinity War. Because at the time, they were going to make it the one movie. It wasn't going
to
be two.
Well, they filmed it back to back.
Yeah, but they didn't know what was going to be in what yet. Like, what is going to, where they were going to cut the films.
Yeah, yeah.
So Infinity War came out. She went to Infinity War with her family and everything. Wasn't in the movie. So she was like, oh, I guess they cut it. But she couldn't tell them anything. And so for 2 years, she held this secret that she was going to be in this movie. And then Endgame comes around, and then the guy's walking to the elevator. She's like, oh my gosh, here's my scene.
Yeah, so, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I never even got the connection, because I had totally forgotten. The Russo brothers directed the paintball episode of Community.
They did more than that.
Yeah, but they directed more episodes. But I mean, the paintball
episode. They were producers, and they directed the majority of season three.
Yeah.
Majority
of season two. But the paintball episode was their, like, best episode.
Well, in my opinion. The paintball episode is actually the episode that got them connected with Paul Feige.
Yes. Yeah.
Paul Feige was actually a big fan of that episode.
Yeah.
And he liked how they
shot the action sequences.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And when they went up to do Civil War.
Yeah.
I think that was their first MCU movie, right? It was Civil War.
No,
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
And he said that they found out they were on a short list to do that movie. And they're like, why us?
Yeah.
And come to find out, because Paul Feige was a fan of that
episode. Yeah, which is why there's so many Community actors in those movies. Like Daniel Putty was in Civil War.
Yep.
So there's all these different, which is pretty cool. The Community's still being spread around.
It's pretty cool, Mark.
Yeah. I didn't know that connection until the other day.
Yeah, yeah, we talked
about it. I had forgotten Russo Brothers had directed a bunch of Communities.
Yeah, they did Community. They were producers, too, on the show for the first couple seasons. Yeah. But anyway, that's pretty enjoyable news, Mark.
Yeah.
So,
Mandalorian's going to be a day one, I think, launch, I think, or right around day one.
Yeah, it's coming up.
So, that'll be interesting. I'm excited. I'll be getting a Disney Plus.
I know you will be.
Yeah.
I'll be watching it. I'll just pirate it.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't need my money.
No, I'll give you my password. Or
I don't need your password. These things are very smart. I don't need your password.
All right, whatever. You'll get a password. Anyways, so I watched season three of Glow over the weekend.
Oh, yeah? I haven't watched the first two.
It's a good show.
You should. I know. I really want to watch it.
Into. Speaking of Community.
It's on my list of a million shows I got to watch.
Speaking of Community.
Yeah, I know.
Alison Brie.
I know.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'll get. And Mark Maron is on there. So I love him.
So good.
I'll get to it.
And this year they're in Vegas, so it gets a little bit raunchier. There's a lot more sex and stuff.
Sex and stuff?
Yeah. In this season than past seasons.
Yeah.
Because past seasons are more focused on, like, the actual show.
Wrestling. Glow,
but then the show ends, basically.
Yeah.
So they just keep their... They're beyond the actual story at this point, I think, if I'm pretty sure. Because I don't think Glow went to Vegas for a year or whatever. I don't remember that happening. I could be wrong.
What?
I don't know the actual history of the actual show.
I'm sure they're...
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yeah, I'm sure they're... I mean,
but the first
it's not
two
a documentary.
Seasons, well, the first two seasons were... loosely following along with the story of the actual show.
Right, right.
So I think this season's different.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's on my list of things. I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, it's only 12 episodes.
Yeah, so only. I'll get there.
Yeah, like 45 minutes each.
So. When I retire. When I retire. I have a list of things.
You can watch it like...
I'm watching The Boys right now!
That's like 8 episodes and you're almost done with it.
Yeah. And then
you
after that,
transition into Glow.
After that is Mindhunters. We're very excited for season two of Mindhunters.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I heard that show was good.
It's phenomenal. Actually, Claire would like it. She likes serial killers. That's what it's about.
She does.
It's about the beginning of the FBI creating the department to understand killers.
Yeah.
And it's based on a true story.
What is what is it on?
It's on the Netflix.
Maybe I will have to get into that.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah. I'm kind of out of shows at this point.
You? No way.
Yeah.
How are you out of shows? There's so many.
Well, last week tonight's taken and I was on break till September. And
oh, yeah. We're a couple behind.
Yeah.
We gotta catch up on that. Yeah.
So it's kind of, there's not much else going on, really.
Yeah, but you just named one show.
There's not much else on.
There's tons of stuff on.
What?
I don't know. Throw a dart at a streaming service and you'll find a show.
I went through all this Netflix stuff, basically. I've watched Stranger Things. I've watched Glow. I've watched the stuff I like. I finished the season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Well, that's easy.
Those are great. Do
new Dark Crystal.
That's coming out the end of the month, so I'm excited for that.
I want to check that out.
I'll be all about that.
I'm excited for that. Yeah, that was out already. No,
August 30th it comes out. Yeah. So. Well, besides that, there's not much else. I mean.
I'm trying to think of what else is going on, Mark.
I've kind of really whittled down the shows I watch. It's not like there's much that I really watch anymore.
It happens when you are married.
No, also there's just not any shows that the shows I used to watch are all ended. Like Big Bang Theory's done and Game of Thrones is over with.
Mm.
So I'm in the market for new stuff.
Mark's in the market for new shows.
New shows.
There's plenty of them.
New shows I can follow along with.
I heard they're finally ending what's that show that's been on 20 years? With those guys.
Yeah. One with the guys.
You know?
Yeah, that one.
One with the guys. It's been on for like ever.
One with the guys.
It's like paranormal-ish, maybe. There's guys. It's like a teeny romp, but now they're old men because the show's been on so long.
Supernatural?
Yeah, they're ending that. What's that been on, like 25 years?
I don't know.
I think you literally see the men grow up.
It's been on TNT all the time, every day. So I don't know.
I heard it's ending.
Yeah.
I thought it ended years ago, but
That show started when Gilmore Girls was still being filmed.
Because I think I was a teenager. The guy
from that show was on Gilmore Girls.
I think I was a teenager when that show and moved started. Over. And I'm 40 now.
It's got to be at least.
How old is it? Well, I mean, wasn't it Supernatural?
Supernatural. I would say at least 15, 16 seasons at the least.
All right. What are you saying?
I'm saying 15 seasons.
I'm going to go 16.
Ooh.
You can't go. It's like Price is Right.
Ooh, you jerk.
Supernatural. Let's click on this. What'd you say?
15.
14 seasons.
But going by closest, it would be me.
Yes, but you went over.
So well, this is their going into their 15th season.
Hold on there, Chimichanga.
Correct.
It concluded April of this year.
No, it's including April of...
That was season 14.
No, they're not done yet. They still have another season left.
So maybe you're right. Supernatural season 15. Let's click on that.
Oh, maybe it's 15th and final season.
Yeah, there is a... Everything we know about Supernatural season 15 so far.
So, see, I was right. So they're going into their 15th season.
Okay, you got it right. You're right.
Yeah, look at that. That's a good guess.
It starts October 10th.
Yeah.
20 episodes on CW.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. These guys are like 50 years old now.
And they're like, no, they're probably in their late 30s at this point.
I think they're they're 50. A lot of hair dye.
The guy with the bushy, like the flowy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Huge Star Wars fan.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching a thing on YouTube where they were doing interviews about this, and one of the guys that interviewed him had interviewed him a long time ago, and he reads all the books.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys that writes the books was at San Diego Comic Con this year.
Uh-huh.
And he introduced them to him, and then, like, Jared Padalecki, like, freaked out. He was like, oh, my gosh. I've read your books, like all your books, like turned into full on like nerd, like questions and tweaking out and.
Good story, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know who this guy you're talking about is.
The younger guy from Supernatural.
I don't know who that is.
Well, other people do. He was on Gilmore Girls.
I don't know what Gilmore Girls is.
You know what Gilmore
Girls is. I never watched Gilmore.
I've watched it. You still know what the show is.
No, what is it?
Don't start with me.
What's Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls was a show that was on WB back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Like years ago.
Mm-hmm. Why do you know so much about Gilmore Girls?
When I broke my ankle in 2003.
Yeah.
Mariah was home, was still like in high school or element, like junior high school at the time. So when she was come home from school, it was always on like Lifetime, like at the time it was like, ABC Family or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
So she would want to watch that show. And I was in the living room because I couldn't go anywhere else besides there in my bedroom. So I would just lay on the couch and sit there and watch Gilmore Girls with her.
Sounds like torture.
For like 3 months. So when you watch the show for 3 months, you kind of learn everything that's going on in the show.
Yeah.
So I ended up like watching the whole series basically to kind of like finish it off.
Wow.
And Megan Duffy was actually in an episode back in the day.
You say that like I should be excited by Megan Duffy.
No, I'm not. She went to high school with you.
Oh, I thought you meant, Megan Duffy.
Yes, Megan Duffy from Fermi.
When you said that, I'm like, who? Like, I'm thinking the pop singer?
No.
The actress.
The actress.
I thought you said Megan Duffy.
I did say Megan Duffy.
Who's the other Duffy that's famous?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know either. Who's the one that married one of the guys from Good Charlotte? Wasn't that a Duffy?
No.
Who was that?
No, that was, what's her face from?
Ashley Simpson? No.
No, that was, she married the guy
from. Who was the one that had the Disney show?
You're thinking of Hillary Duff.
Oh, Hillary Duff. Close.
Yeah, kind of, but not really.
Anyway, season one of Supernatural started in 2005.
Yes, it did.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was on Gilmore Girls, right?
Yes.
Then left Gilmore Girls and went to.
You're obsessed with the Gilmore Girls.
I'm just telling you. There's a lot of good actors that were on that show.
You are.
The guy from Heroes. Mio Ventimiglia.
I don't know who that is. Never watched this show.
He's doing that movie with the cars and the dogs in the rain.
I don't know that either.
You saw the trailer before. The trailer was before.
The cars and the dogs in the rain? Is that the name of the movie?
Kevin Costner plays the talking dog.
Oh, God, that movie's horrible.
He's the guy driving the car.
Oh, geez, shoot me. This shit gets crazier.
It's a Christian movie. It's for the. Christians.
I think they should rename it though, called The Dogs, the Cars, and in the Rain.
Because I was going to say comedians, dogs, and cars getting coffee, but it's not that at all. Hey, I watched that movie.
Do you want to go see that movie called The Dogs, the Cars, and the Rain?
That's a Jerry Seinfeld. That's a producer.
Starring that kid from Gilmore Girls.
That guy that was in that movie. That was in that TV show.
He was in Supernatural with Hilary Duff.
No, he was in Heroes.
Listen, Heroes, I watched the first episode of this. This is garbage, and I never watched it again. I never saw Heroes. It wasn't good then, and the reboot wasn't good now, and now we have much better television.
Well, it was the beginning of that good television at the time.
It was something.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2005, Supernatural started.
Yes.
And that's bananas.
Yeah. They've probably done, like, I can't, crazy amount of episodes.
So how old do you think that guy, who's the lead singer? Who's the lead singer? Who's the lead on Supernatural?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan actually played their dad when it first started.
And then?
Well, they kill him off, so that's why.
Oh, then he becomes Negan.
Then he becomes Negan. That's why he's the bad guy, because he got killed off. Who's now a good guy in the show? I don't understand how that show works anymore.
I don't watch. I don't care.
That's going on episode, season 10, by the way.
Yeah, whatever.
How's that still happening?
I don't know. Should just end. I don't want to.
Now they're doing another spinoff.
I know. It doesn't end.
Does it need another spinoff?
No, and they're doing. Dude, it doesn't.
It's getting.
All right. Is it Jared?
Jared Padalecki is the younger brother.
Sam.
He's the younger brother.
All right. Let's look at.
Dean is the older brother.
All right.
The guy in the picture there is the other brother.
Right. So he.
He's 30-something,
I'd say. Look at his bio. He was born in 82.
Yeah. So he's a year older than Josh, so he's 37.
He's 37. So he started the show at,
teens, probably.
27 would have been 09.
Yeah.
And then
so 26,
25,
that. 24,
23?
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. Yeah, him and the other guy have said, like...
They've grown up.
They basically, like, they need to do other things.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
It's been a lot. But it was, like, in that era at the end of... It came out around the end of, like, the Buffy... angel time frame.
Right.
So it kind of fit in that time frame.
Yeah.
And it kind of took that spot on the CW, which was a WB at the time.
Yep. It filled that void for people who missed the Buffy and
things. It's got a huge following. Like,
I don't know how. It's girls amazing. Love it. Well, you know.
Girls are all about it.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Like my cousin, like my aunt's kids are all about Supernatural.
Right.
They can tell you everything that's happened in every episode.
Well, hey.
I tried to get into it a couple times.
Mm.
It's on TNT like every day, basically.
Who watches TNT?
It's like Bar Rescue on Paramount. It's like show like every episode.
Yeah, yeah. Even that worse than after a while.
Yeah. That's Claire's Sunday.
It's a great show.
She loves
but
that Bar Rescue.
I got over it quick. I mean, after 10 episodes, you're kind of like, yeah, it's the same shit.
Yeah. All these people suck at owning a business. Yeah. They should not own a business.
Yeah. And half these people, their businesses just tank again anyway.
Yeah, because they can't do it anyways.
The host is good. He got a new show.
He does marriages now.
Yeah. What is he doing now? Repairing
marriage? Rescue. Yeah. Marriage
Rescue. Oh, God. Is that on TV?
It is. It's on Paramount.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the same thing as Bar Rescue, just with people's marriages instead.
Marriage.
It's awful.
Rescue.
It's depressing.
Is it?
It kind of makes you rethink marriage, unfortunately. It's like, ugh.
Let's watch
it. It's like you don't want to watch it because you're afraid you're going to like, whoa, jeez.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So you won't commit to this marriage, and neither will you. You guys are screwed.
Guys, I've never reason to be pissed off.
Therapy has not worked for us.
We need help right now.
It's every relationship someone cheated on somebody.
Of course.
I'm rescuing the relationship.
At what point do you freaking grow up?
I believe you've probably strengthened our marriage.
Marriage Rescue is me trying to help married couples who are in a terrible place.
I've never cheated on you. Can you say the same?
We're not going to fix shit if you keep lying.
I've invited couples who've tried conventional marriage therapy and failed to a 5-star resort in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico!
Therapist. I don't care what their mother said to them when they're 6 years old. I'll be straight with you if you're straight with me. Maybe you're just a horrible wife.
Right now, I'm just aggravated.
The work that we do here has to be real.
But if you're prepared to do anything to win her trust, give her your telephone password.
I'm going to send them out to activities designed because of something about their behavior.
You're giving me anxiety. Shut up.
My life is at stake.
These couples will be tested.
You're a freaking liar.
Don't play the game with me.
You're all control, man. You don't like it.
Whether a decision needs to be made to separate.
I can't stand it.
Or to reunify. A decision must be made.
Marriage Rescue. New series premieres Sunday, June 2nd after Bar Rescue.
Jeez, they're really,
they're really
sucking the teat of that.
They're getting Taffer out there. They're like,
he's sucking that joint, that stone dry.
Yeah.
Once this is over, they're going to do something else.
Yeah.
Like, they could do
Cat Rescue.
Failed comedian rescue. Like, when a comedian takes a nosedive,
they
tweet out something bad, they have him come in.
Yeah.
PR. It's gotta
be relationships, though. It seems like it's a relationship thing. It's his shtick. He's like an angry Dr. Phil.
Well, Bar Rescue, if you think about it, generally, there were always bars owned by a family, brothers, or friends,
kid that doesn't listen to the parents.
One was drunk, and the other, you know, there's always a relationship that was a beginning of a relationship when that bar started, and then it fell apart. When I would watch, it'd always be something like that. So I guess the next logical step is marriage counseling.
Yeah, I guess so.
But my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
We tried to watch a couple.
Yeah.
Couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. Not as entertaining.
It's not. Yeah.
It's got the reality shtick.
Like Bar Rescue, at least there's a finality to it.
Yeah.
Like he fixes up the bar. The bar looks nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Make you feel like something good's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you move on to the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
This, it's like if someone's marriage crumbles in front of them, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good for him. He's really...
Yeah, he's raking in the dough. He's got Paramount over a barrel or something. He's got something on somebody at Paramount.
Paramount loves him. He's making...
They save someone's marriage.
This is... cheap entertainment.
Yeah.
All that shit's cheap... We know it's cheap entertainment. So.
Well, it's that time of year. They do the summer shows, and now it's going to be all the fall stuff's going to be coming out. Which I haven't heard anything about anything good coming out, so I have no idea if any new shows coming out.
I don't pay attention to any of that anymore. I don't even, in my life, the fall, spring, none of that shit matters anymore, because when it just comes out, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I think streaming services have, it's just like, Stranger Things comes out when? Yeah. July? Awesome.
Yeah.
When is it? August? Awesome. Like,
yeah.
Why? It doesn't, I don't know. Fall schedules and stuff.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It doesn't matter. And they're all going to be crap anyway.
Yeah.
And if a couple of them stick, you check them out when they're on Netflix or something. You know? It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no must-see TV. Like, you got to watch it live or anything for me.
No. Really. Everything's DVR'd anyway. So yeah. It's not like
I mean, Game of Thrones is over. That was the last thing. It's like, you got to watch it that night.
Like, I just finished watching all the movies episodes from CNN that they did.
Yeah.
The Tom Hanks stuff.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah, those are on Netflix.
If you're into movies, those are the things. That's
into movies. I got to check it out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he did the 2000s and all that stuff. It's all on Netflix now.
Yeah, but CNN just did, they just did that same shtick, but it did all the movies.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So the first one was 2000s to present, and then he did 80s, 90s, 70s, 60s, and then golden age of film.
Cool.
And it was like the best of best stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's interviews were great. They had like people, I didn't know Angelica Houston's dad was a director from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stuff he directed and stuff in the golden age, like the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there's a, it was, they're really good. I suggest anyone who loves movies, you know, to rewatch those. They're really good.
Cool. Just check it out. But, all right, Marcus, anything else? What have you got?
I don't know. We're waiting on D23 this weekend.
That's this weekend.
We get all the new information of all the Marvel stuff. We get all the, I'm assuming we'll get the rest of the Marvel announcements.
Yeah.
Disney Plus announcements, how that's all going to work and everything like that. We'll hear some Star Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get all the Disney Parks stuff, like new, if there's new rides or anything coming to Disney. Another big thing is going to be they're getting ready for the 100th anniversary of the company. So that's going to be interesting.
Mm.
See what comes on with that. So, but everything Disney will be happening this weekend.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
Yeah.
It's going to be something. Things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. We'll probably get some reveals of the toys and stuff coming out too, probably.
Yes.
For Force Friday.
Very excited for Force Friday.
Yeah.
I was going through, oh my God, I have like so many, episode one. So I preview toys before episode one hit.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Like, I you know, I have to say, the 7-inch toys now are not good.
Yeah.
Comparatively. Yeah. Like, looking at my old stuff, I don't know what Hasbro or what, why they're chintzing out on them. I mean, that's, I think that's why I like the Black Series, because I think they're better.
Yeah.
And I'll pay the extra $10. But like, man, I'm looking at all the, like, the normal toys that would come out, and they were just better.
Yeah.
They're a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
They've gotten smaller. Like, Last Jedi toys are like super small. Yeah. They're super small. And you're paying the same price.
Yeah.
And
well, they also tried to that thing with the talking like pad or whatever that you put the card from the toy in and talk to characters.
Well, that was the Last Jedi you're talking about?
Yeah.
Those comp thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Funny thing is, the first run of episode one had chips, and the chips would you put the character's foot into the chip, and it would be like a stand them up. But the chip you put over a reader, you have to buy the reader separate, this gigantic reader, and quotes it would quotes and stuff from the character would come out of it. And I have that. It didn't do well. The first run of all episode one comes with these little chips. And that was the only run. And after that, they discontinued it. Because you had to buy
a separate reader. Like, you had
this
to do
big
with the new ones.
Freaking reader.
Like, it had to do with the Last Jedi ones. It was like a arm wristband.
It was a wristband. But this was this gigantic thing.
Yeah.
And it was, like, really expensive.
Yeah.
And I have it still. And I have the Jabba the Hutt you put slime in. It's so weird. It comes out of his mouth.
That's awkward.
Man, I got some interesting stuff. All right, Mark. It's been a show.
It's been a show. We'll be ready for next week's. We're ready for all the Disney stuff to happen next week and a whole bunch of other stuff. So stay tuned for all that. We'll see you all next week. Everyone have a great week. We'll be right back here with more Geekonomics next week.
Oh, yeah. It's Gone Dark, so we're going to play Gone Dark.
You know the way, but I don't. I know that there's regret. I need to know your secret. Don't leave a trace where you